Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Well, welcome today to the Homework Depot, helping young people, old people get their graduate education degrees. A group of retired educators and business leaders in Kent County, Maryland, have volunteered their time to help people who have never had the possibility of continuing their education to do so. And I'm so fortunate to have Phil Saccone with me today. He's a retiree who has had multiple degrees in business and management and has worked in terms of group and management organization with many major companies. And he's one of these guys who just gave his time to help his community and help them, an underserved population, become really served. Phil, thanks for being with us today. Can you sort of share your concepts and how you came about developing this Homework Depot business?
Certainly. Well, first of all, good day, Dr. Abel. It's so good to be with you and for you to provide the opportunity for me to put our story out there about the Kent County Learning Center. The Kent County Learning Center, it developed as a challenge that was put forth by the then mayor of Rock Hall, Bobby Willis. He went through the community and asked different people about things that would make the town of Rock Hall, Maryland, a better place. And Marietta Reedy, who is the retired former associate head of the schools in Kent County, came up with the idea that we should provide GED services to the community. And out of that, something called the Kent County Learning Center was born, and initially identified as the Rock Hall Adult Learning Center. We formed a nonprofit corporation that is totally independent and reports solely to its own board of directors. By doing it this way, we feel that we have greater latitude and ability to put our own plans forth without being beholden to some kind of governmental agency. So we are self-funded and report to our board of directors. So over time, it became obvious that there were more needs in the Kent County population for educational help. And so the mission of the Rock Hall Adult Learning Center was expanded, and the name was changed to the Kent County Learning Center so that we could provide services to the entire county. And part of that change included expanding services from just GED to the entire subject of education. So we work closely with Chesapeake College, because Chesapeake College, as a community college, is responsible for GED. That's the way it's done in Maryland. GED is overseen by community colleges, and it's really been a wonderful relationship with Chesapeake College. They're very professional and very appreciative of our efforts. So over time, we've had to establish ourselves as an ongoing entity that could be self-sustaining and also provide the kinds of professional help that people require. And I want to tell you, Rob, it's not just relegated to young children. We bring in whoever wants to be helped educationally. And when I've been on other radio programs, I've stressed that if you are not really comfortable with your writing skills, but you have to write an important letter or fill out an important form, just come and see us and we'll work you through that. So we're all encompassing, if you will.
You know, it's interesting. Three things come to mind. First, not only are you working with GED, you're actually working with GOD as well. And one thought is, why did I even bring this up? Why should this be on an I program? Well, the answer is we all need mentoring. Whether you're a patient, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a student, whether you're a teacher, we all need to learn. And in health, mentoring is another facet of this that can possibly grow. And what people who are listening to this don't know is that Kent County, Maryland is the most agricultural and least populous county in Maryland, and it does not get a lot of attention for some of the infrastructure and educational needs, and that you guys are doing great stuff. Who are the oldest candidates you've helped?
Well, first of all, our GED program has been most successful. To date, we've graduated 50 students, and we're very, very pleased with that number. Our eldest was an African-American lady whose name is Irene Moore, and to know her is to love her. She is just the sweetest, nicest person, and a really happy, happy, God-fearing woman. And it was our pleasure to help her. She graduated last year at age 78, and
great.
She was floating on air, and she's also a gospel singer. So at Chesapeake College, prior to the actual graduation happening, they asked her to sing Amazing Grace a cappella, and she knocked the socks off. You know, she was just fantastic, and we see her, and she comes back occasionally to speak to some of the students, to point to herself and say, look at me. If I could do it, you can do it.
Let me get a couple questions into you. First of all, if we provide a free vision exam to your candidates, would that be helpful? Because
Certainly. Maybe
vision is an issue.
It could be. I mean, you know, when you don't have a lot of money, you don't maybe do the things
you
really...
Let me offer that to you, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
And you and I will work it out. And the other question is, can the Learning Center and the Homework Depot be a shining light for other disadvantaged communities?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I could prattle on for hours about this because I'm so passionate about it. But the thing that I see most is this is pure love. And it's the Greek concept of agape. You do something good for someone just because it's a good thing to do.
Well, you know, this is amazing, Phil, and it's so central to life and to loving and to community development, and that we're all part of communities, and we should look around to see where we can be helpful in our own community. And that, especially if you're retired or have extra time, you can mean so much to the lives of others, and that ripple effect goes throughout multiple communities. So thanks so much for being with us, Phil, and I look forward to providing the eye exams for your group free, and we'll work that out. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for learning. Stay well and keep seeing. We're